Now you're number one. Are you still critical or not?
No, I think it's great this year.
Oh.
We may want to change it next year. I have a lot of sympathy for the SMU people who had a...
Some people are saying that maybe they got cheated here.
Well, I don't think they got cheated. I think we were a better football team. Maybe if we played each other, it wouldn't work out that way. But we had such a difficult schedule, and these guys played so many great football teams and beat so many of them that I think that it would be unfair for anybody to think that they would be better than they are. But maybe someday we'll have a playoff, Dave, and then we won't have to worry about all the opinion polls.
Joe, you have kind of fought a battle of your own for many, many years. I know your philosophy is that your players, all of them, have to be human beings. They have to be interested in other things. They have to live in dorms with normal people who are not football players and study and get grades and so forth. In other words, they're people first, athletes second. And yet, at the same time, you've had alumni come down on you and say, look, we've got to get perhaps slightly different kind of football player. Does this put that controversy to rest, the fact that you're number one and you've done it your way?
I think so. I think it really has taken a lot of pressure off all of us. And I didn't even realize how much pressure there was on us because I never got involved in it. I felt that what we were doing was the right way to do it, and I wasn't going to be involved with people who felt otherwise. If they didn't like the way I did it, well, then obviously they could make get another coach. But I feel very comfortable with the way we're doing things, and I think the fact that we were able to be a national championship football team with the program, I think may encourage some other people that you don't have to have athletic dormitories. You don't have to have kids who give up a normal educational college experience in order to make the unnecessary sacrifices to be a good college football team or a good college football player. I just think a kid ought to go to college and get everything he can out of the university and still be able to play on a football team, be in a band, be on a debating team or what have you. And we've tried to encourage them to get involved in as many things as they can. And I think these two guys are a good example of that.
Describe these two guys. Will you start with Blackledge down there?
Blackledge is a wise guy. He's a troublemaker. He's been quarterbacking for so long, he really knows more that's going on in the game than the coaches do. And so I've got to put up with him because he has gotten that smart.
Okay, what about Warner?
Warner's all right. He's going to be quiet until you get him started. Kurt's one of those guys that thinks he's the best. He thinks he's the best, and I think he is too. And he acts that way. Treats himself like that. He's got great pride in himself, and he's been a committed kind of kid in every way. Very hard work with both of them.
Todd, remember back to the first day you walked on the field when this man was the coach. What did you think of him that first day, that first week or 2 weeks? What was your opinion of Paterno?
Well, I think I was a little bit shocked the first couple times I saw him because I heard him scream, and I'd never heard him scream when he was recruiting me, and it was a very high, shrill kind of voice, and it really took me by surprise. But he's been a great coach and a great friend for me and to me, you know, since I've been at Penn State.
Kurt, what about you? How do you describe this guy?
Well, basically in the same words that Todd has described Joe. We didn't expect those kind of things when Joe's recruiting. He kind of puts the snow.
That's an uneasy laugh, Paterno.
I know what he's. I know it's coming. That's right.
Go ahead, Kurt. I don't want to interrupt. Go ahead
again. You got to expect those kind of things when you're going to a major university. I mean, you got 120 guys, and you can't expect special treatment. And it's worked out for us. It's been a very educational thing for us as far as academics are concerned, as far as playing football. And it's been a great experience, and I think that winning a Sugar Bowl on January 1st kind of summed everything up for us.
Listen, early in the season, when the season started, having lost those three center linemen last year who were terrific, we understand that the name of the game here early in the season, Todd, was for you to throw a lot and for Kurt not to run a lot. And that this was a difficult period, those first, three or four games, Kurt, for you, because you weren't running, and Todd, your roommate and your best buddy, was becoming this big superstar, throwing several touchdowns every day. What did that do to your relationship at the time?
Well, it kind of put a bind on us, I mean, because personally, I didn't want to interrupt anything. I mean, I didn't want to feel bad for Todd. I mean, I didn't want to put any kind of pressure on him because we are friends, and I didn't want to carry it on over as far as my disappointment. I mean, sometimes you have to sacrifice, and I think that in order to win a national championship, in order to be the best football team that you can be, you have to sacrifice some things.
And Todd, was it hard for you at the time? I mean, didn't you talk about this?
Well, it was very hard, you know. Kurt doesn't open up all the time with some things that are bothering him, and this was a situation where he was trying to fight through some disappointment and some feelings on his own, and I was just trying to make myself available whenever he did want to talk about it, whenever he did want to discuss some things. I was always trying to be there, but it was a tough situation, but I think we grew as people through the situation and grew to respect and like each other a lot more after it was all over.
And everything's good now, right?
Well, it all's well and ends well, Dave, and, yeah. And I think that's, again, when you talk about people who make a commitment to certain things, the minute something goes wrong, they get a little shaky and they start going off and wandering, and I think they get in trouble. These two guys, you know, Kurt was somebody we had hoped would win the Heisman Trophy this year. We had promoted it. We felt he was as good a running back as it was in the country, if not the best running back in the country. We felt we had an opportunity to get him the Heisman Trophy. But then when we assessed the situation, we realized we couldn't run the football the way we would have to win. So we decided to go with the passing game. And
how concerned were you about their relationship? Did that concern
I was very concerned with it because they're still young people under a tremendous amount of pressure, media pressure. Mm. The first ball game, Kurt got caught in a situation where people kept asking him questions, and he expressed some disappointment that he did not get to carry the ball more. And I think that started some things. And then when Kurt had an opportunity to realize just, you know, who he was and what he was and how important he was to our program, where the two of them got together, and we had a little talk one day, and it was a very informal talk, and both of them, I was impressed with them.
Gentlemen, it's a pleasure. Congratulations again. It was great being with you down there. Thank you.